morning. It's 9:01, just about. Yes, now 9:02. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Solace with an unnamed Shetland reel and a named Shetland reel, the new rig shipped from all these years. Before that was Leverett with Nantwich Fair and Rose Howard from their album In the Round. Prior to that was Dallahan with the Tartar Frigate from When the Day is on the Turn. And we started off with John Redmond with a slow piece Looking Toward Vinegar Hill from the album Box Sets. So, here's where we do our Labor Day Harvest Home show, and we're going to have Fairport Convention start us off, and then we're going to hear from Jay Unger and Molly Mason, and then we'll hear three traditional pieces popular in Scotland for Harvest Home. Yeah.
Together we will try to
So that was Fiddler's Five with Harvest Home, the Temple House Jig, and Ken Moore's Up in a Wah. And as you can tell, Harvest Home's a well-known Irish tune, which obviously derives its name from bringing home the harvest, and it was followed by two jigs. The Temple House Jig is an Irish tune played very often in Scotland, and Ken Moore's Up in a Wah is another well-known Scottish tune. Harvest Home dances have disappeared for the most part, but the vestiges of these are the present-day barn dances, which take place all over Scotland. And in Scotland, as in many parts of the world, the rites and ceremonies associated with seed time and harvest are many. The Festival of Harvest Home in Scotland is one of the oldest on record. It dates from the discovery that certain grasses which grew in southern lands yielded grains which not only provided fodder for animals, but food for man as well. As an account in F. Marion McNeil's The Silver Bough goes, throughout the evening, neighbors would drop in. Then someone would arrest the babble of tongues by calling out that the night was wearing on and what about a dance? The problem of music was never acute, for if there was no fiddler in the company, someone would go out and fetch a herd from his hut on the braes. Dance and song succeeded one another, but on the stroke of 10, the revelry ceased, for the harvesters had to be astir every morning at 5. By 10:30, they were all abed. Before Fiddlers of Five, with that set, we heard Jay Unger and Molly Mason doing the overture from the Harvest Home Suite, which includes the fertility theme and Harvest Home. And we didn't put in, but we played at the beginning, the Come All Ye from Fairport Convention's Liege and Leaf. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. And today is September the 5th, and it happens to be Labor Day here in the U.S. and Canada. We have, of course, the unions to thank for making this a holiday, and the suspicion is very strong that this day was chosen so that it not seem to be the Communist Labor Day of May the 1st. So, what does Charles have to tell us? September the 5th, last loads of harvested corn now being brought home in hock carts amid much rejoicing. Herrick's poem, The Hock Cart of 1648, notes, the harvest swains and wenches bound for joy to see the hock cart crowned. About the cart, hear how the rout of rural younglings raise the shout. Some bless the cart, some kiss the sheaves, some prank them up with oaken leaves, while other rustics less attent to prayers than to merriment run after with their breeches rent. In the Scottish Highlands, young girls bit a splinter from the last load cart. With the wood still in her mouth, she then went secretly to a neighbor's house and crouched beneath the window to listen to the talk. The first male Christian name she overheard would be that of her future husband. September the 6th, farmers late with harvest, mocked by their neighbors. September the 7th, harvest home dinners, variously called horkies, mel suppers, kern feasts, and clyacks now being held everywhere. Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry of 1573 notes, In harvest time, harvest folk, servants and all, should make altogether good cheer in thy hall. Once ended thy harvest, let none be beguiled. Please such as did help thee, man, woman, and child. And Mistress Barton's cookery book of circa 1680 notes, to make a rich frumenti for 10 persons, steep 1 pound of whole grains of wheat in water overnight, and then boil the steep grains in 1 pint of milk until the whole be soft. Add thereto raisins and sultanas, honey, a nutmeg freshly grated, a little cinnamon, brandy, and cream, and serve it forth hot or cold. September the 8th is the feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. More harvest and fairs held, and harvest dinners continue. The ceremony of drinking healths takes place in a sort of glee or catch. Here's a health unto our master, he's the finder of the feast. God bless his endeavors and send him increase. And send him increase, boys, all in another year. So drink, boys, drink, and see you do not spill. For if you do, you shall drink too, for 'tis your master's will. And that's noted from Hone's Everyday Book of 1826 as a harvest glee from Norfolk. September the 9th, hedgerow trees and bushes beginning to fruit in most years. A heavy crop of berries, and especially of hips and haws and of rowan berries, presages a hard winter, many haws, many snows. The many-titled rowan, also known as mountain ash, quickbeam, wiccan, witchbeam, and witty, is the most powerful of all plants against evil. Hung above the door or planted in the garden, it protects house, family, and beasts against spells, and rowan wood, walking sticks, whip stocks, yoke pins, or milk churn staffs are all sovereign against the influence of fairies, while rowan wood in coffins prevents the dead from walking. Dry the orange-red berries and keep one in your pocket, or make them into a tangy jelly to eat with hare and rich meats. September the 10th, the season of harvest and festivals drawing to a close in southern Britain. I've been to Plymouth and I've been to Dover. I've been a rambling, boys, all the world over. Over and over and over and over. Drink up your liquor and turn your cup over. Over and over and over and over, the liquor's drinked up and the cup is turned over. For a popular Sussex harvest dinner game, a cup of beer was placed on the flat crown of the hat. Holding thus by the brim with both hands, the player had to raise the cup to his lips and drink the contents before the fourth line of the song, and thereafter he had to flick the cup up, reverse the hat, and catch the cup in it. If he failed or spilt any beer, he had to try again. September the 11th, hop picking now beginning in Kent, Sussex, and Herefordshire. Reginald Scott's The Perfect Platform of a Hop Garden from 1574. What time your hops begin to change color, somewhat before Michaelmas, you must gather them, and for the speedier dispatch thereof, procure as much help as you can, taking advantage of fair weather, and note that you were better to gather them too early than too late. And American hops are definitely not to be sneezed at. I note that they were part of the Guinness Blonde offerings from this summer. So, sadly, even with Hurricane Hermione churning its way up the Atlantic seaboard, We are still not going to get enough rain to end the drought, so we obviously have to call on superior forces. So we're going to hear an Andean rain dance.
Thank you. Down behind the gasworks, down in Rawtenstall, that's a little town in Lancashire.
Yeah, da, da.
Ah, last Saturday night,
ta-da.
Me and the lads,
ta-da.
Hey, by gum, we had some right good cheer. There was ice cream, switchbacks, soda pumps and waxworks, figure eights and roundabouts.
Yeah, da, da.
We all paid a tanner,
ta-da.
And we went in,
ta-da.
And weren't we all delighted when we heard the showman shout,
oh, wrong. Roll up, roll up,
come and see the fat girl, half a ton of loveliness and every bit her own. Hey, she were a big un, with accent on the big,
ta-da.
And all the men with walking sticks went giving her a dig.
Oh, she was classy, talk about a chassis,
so blown up with air, I do declare.
Yeah,
everything were champion until some silly clown stabbed her with a pin, said the showman with a frown. All hands to the pumps, lads, me vessel's going down.
At the wrong stall and you all fare,
yeah,
roll up, roll up.
See the house of mysteries, come and pay a tanner to be tickled in the dark. In went the lads,
ta-da.
Just to take a peek,
ta-da.
The showman pulled a lever and they landed in a heap.
Oh, down he shot them, straight to the bottom.
Frills and bows was everywhere to see.
Yeah.
There was shouting, screaming, everything was right.
Ta-da.
I saw some funny things I'd never seen in all my life.
Ta-da.
I saw some funny things I'd never seen upon the wife.
At the wrong stall and you all fare. Roll up, roll up.
Come and see the mermaid, see the lovely lady, half a woman, half a fish. In went the lad,
ta-da.
To see it were no sweat.
Ta-da.
And little Tommy Higgins put some whiskey in the tank.
Oh, she got frisky,
swimming in the whiskey. And when she come up on air, she bowed to the audience, gave a tail a swish.
Ta-da.
Her tail it come off and she really looked delish.
Ta-da.
She said, what you fancy, lads, a bit of meat or fish?
At the Ron stall and you all fare, yada. Roll up, roll up.
See the tattooed lady, see the lovely lady with a pig on her skin. In went the lads,
ta-da.
And they began to cheer,
ta-da.
For tattooed on her skin was all the towns of Lancashire. There was
Anstall Bottom,
Manchester City, the town hall was standing in the square,
ta-da.
There was Oldham, Bolton, Ashton under Lyne, Culpit up at Bardsley were looking mighty fine,
ta-da.
When someone shouted, Daddy,
don't go down the mine at the Rotten Stall Annual Fair.
Here's a health unto our master, the founder of the feast. We hope to God with all our hearts, his soul in heaven may rest, that all his works may prosper, whatever he takes in hand. For we are all his servants and all at his command. So drink, boys, drink, and see that you do not spill, for if you do, you shall drink too, for 'tis our master's will. Drink, boys, drink, and see that you do not spill, for if you do, you shall drink too, for 'tis our master's will. Here's a health unto our master and all upon this farm, and all who live and labour to keep his corn from harm. Wheat and oats and barley and every kind of grain, oh may he harvest plenty to treat us all again. Drink, boys, drink, and see that you do not spill, for if you do, you shall drink too, for 'tis our master's will. Drink, boys, drink, and see that you do not spill, for if you do, you shall drink too, for 'tis our master's will. And now we drunk our master's health, why should our missus go free? For why shouldn't she go up to heaven as well as sea? She is a good provider abroad as well as at home. So fill your cup and drink it all up, for 'tis our harvest home. Drink, boys, drink, and see that you do not spill. For if you do, you shall drink too, for 'tis our master's will. Drink, boys, drink, and see that you do not spill. For if you do, you shall drink too, for 'tis our master's will. Now harvest it is ended, and we brought it home at last. So here's a health to one and all in a flowing glass. To all in our good company, we wish you all good cheer. Come one, come all, me heroes, and bravely drink your beer. Drink, boys, drink, and see that you do not spill. For if you do, you shall drink too, for 'tis our master's will. Drink, boys, drink, and see that you do not spill. For if you do, you shall drink too, for 'tis our master's will.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties.
He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Good morning. That was Jay Unger and Molly Mason with Bonaparte's Retreat and Hoedown from their fine album Harvest Home with the subtitle A Music for All Seasons. Prior to that, we heard John Kirkpatrick with Drink Boys Drink from Godspeed the Plow. Before that was John Roberts and Tony Behrend with the Ravenstall Annual Fair from Twiddle'em Twaddle'em. And we heard the Haymakers Hoedown from Harvest Home, once again by Jay Unger and Molly Mason. And we started off with the Andean Rain Dance done by Expresión from Queros, the last of the Incas, and that's a piece they call Paras. And we are going to hear from the soundtrack of Ashe Orisha, and we're going to hear the call for Oshun, the goddess of fresh water. And then we will be going out of here with something from Emperor Norton's Stationary Marching Band, Mephistophelian Manifesto. And you can hear these folks at Honk, but they were also out giving a show this weekend on George's Island for the Boston Harbor Islands Festival.
Bailalero, no.
And that was the call to Oshun from the soundtrack to Ashe Orisha. And we are going out of here with Emperor Norton's Stationary Marching Band, the preamble to the Mephistophelian Manifesto. And we'd like to remind you to get your tickets to the Army of Toys, Ruby Rose Fox, and other wonderful acts, and too numerous to mention, at the Sinclair this Friday. It will be a great show, and yours truly will be in attendance. With that, we tell you, you are listening to WMFO in Medford. Please stay tuned for more great music from Rick Deckard.